Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I am your host, Rick Hopkins, and this is post-Super Thursday. Tuesday. Amen. I'm sorry. Post-Super Tuesday. And we're going to talk to you about Super Tuesday. If you want to know about Super Thursday, you're going to have to call somebody else. Right, Bob?
You got to wait.
All right. So our panel tonight is Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
And we have Diane Rufino.
Hello.
Melissa.
Hello.
And Rainer and Hal James.
Hey. Hey.
All right. So y'all should know us by now. If you're new to the show, it won't take you long to figure out who's who and what's going on. But we welcome you to Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association's weekly conservative grassroots constitutional talk radio. Okay. And that's what we're all about, grassroots activities, holding our elected officials accountable. We're also about the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Founding Fathers, all those principles that have kind of withered away over the years, and we're trying to help to restore those. Folks, we invite you to come out and join us at our meetings. You know, I don't care what you've heard about us. If you haven't been to the meetings and seen for yourself, if you haven't come out and mingled and had conversations or verbal exchanges back and forth of ideas and stances that you may take, then you really don't know us. You don't. If you're going off of what somebody else has told you about us, then maybe you should take time to check it out and see if it's true.
Besides, we'd like to get to know you.
That's right. You may change our minds about a few things. Hard-headed as we are.
Yeah. No, I'm into that one. Yeah.
Well, anyway, like I said, we're going to talk a little bit about Super Tuesday, the post-primary now. All the ballots have been counted, I think. Some of them more than once or some of them not at all. I don't know. But we do have results. Last ones I looked at said 100% reporting, and they're probably not fully manipulated yet. And I'm serious about that because, over a period of time, if you keep researching the databases at the State Board of Election post online and you save a copy of it, and
on a daily basis,
right?
Yes. A hard copy.
Right.
Don't depend on going back to that page.
If you download the data and you save it, and then you download it the next day and save it the next day.
Okay, but you're in control of what you've saved.
You will find the date changes and the file size changes, even though this is all certified stuff.
And you will find some of the numbers inside of those files have changed. Mm-hmm. Dan, remember, I said the State Board of Elections. Now, the counties are all responsible for their own individual results that they upload to the state. We're not saying that the counties are doing anything wrong. We're telling you that the State Board of Elections results, once they upload them and put them out there publicly, some of the files do change. And all you have to do is go check it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. It's free. It's open to the public. It doesn't cost you anything to go pull it up and download it and browse it all you want to. Diane?
I don't know if this is a dumb question. But does Craven County, the County Board of Elections, do they check the files that they upload to the state? Do they check it once they've uploaded to the state to make sure that?
Well, now I can't answer that question for you, Bob.
I know that we've had Melanie here before, and every time she makes a change to the file, she saves a flash drive with the file that she is uploading.
Okay.
So by date, you can see the changes that she's made. And again, this is before the certification. Okay. And then it's uploaded. From that point on, she does not have any control over the file.
I have a great deal of confidence in Director Melanie Ray.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But once she uploads,
yes.
she loses control.
She loses yeah. total
and,
control.
Right. And I know she's very, very diligent with the numbers and you know the law and stuff. But what would she do if she found that the file had changed? You know, would she bring it to someone's attention? Would she go public with it? Would she... you know, I mean, there should be some way to protest or to highlight that.
That's a question I'm going to have to direct you to take to her because
and
only
I
she
will.
Knows.
I will next only time I see knows. Her if I recognize her, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break and get it out of the way, and then we'll come back and jump right in and over our heads.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Now again, I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to our sponsors' ads. Hope you will take time to visit them and tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. All right, well, I said we're going to get right into post-Tuesday elections, and there was a lot that happened out there, folks. Especially at the presidential level on the Democratic side, because you had 418 candidates. No, no, they narrowed it down to less than 200, didn't they?
Yeah. Is your name Joe Biden?
Well, they narrowed it down after Super Tuesday, I understand.
Super Tuesday, yeah, because they really wanted to have Super Thursday, I understand. And anyway, I hate to do this, but I got to, because it was so, it took me back so much there when I heard it. Joe Biden, and he's saying, he's quoting the Declaration of Independence, and saying all men are created equal by, you know the thing, you know the thing.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They actually seriously want to put this man in the White House?
Mm. Well, okay, he also said, talking about his own son, the one that passed, Beau, yeah. He said when he was the
Attorney General
of the United States, and, you know, he's listing his resume, his son was never the Attorney General of the United States. That's not his only foul up. He
has a long record of them.
He does have a long, but a lot, the more the pressure has piled on a lot. So it just makes me question, you know, he had a huge turnout. I mean, he really, people did not expect him to do as well as he did. And he really pulled in some big wins.
Well, you got to take into account that a couple of the other candidates that had a huge following dropped out.
Right.
And they endorsed him, sent their support over to him. So he picked up a lot right there because of that.
Yeah.
Well, I think the South is still a little more conservative than the rest of the country. I heard one of the talking heads on radio today. I didn't catch which one it was. I was listening to it at the time, or I've forgotten. But anyway, he said that Sleepy Joe went through the South like a combine goes through wheat.
Yeah.
And he did. I mean, he just maxed it out.
All right. Well, I don't want to talk bad about him. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not in the habit of doing that. But these are gaffes he's making.
You can't help but question his competence.
These are gaffes he's making on national, international. It's worldwide TV. It's not something somebody's making up. It's actually, you can sit there and watch the words come right out of his own mouth. And it's scary to know that he won that primary. It's really scary to know.
Well, these are future impeachable offenses. we could take comfort in that.
Well, we've also got Bernie Sanders pulled out a big win in California. Mm-hmm. I believe he got Vermont and Utah. Mm-hmm.
And that's scary, too.
Right.
So he got those.
Well,
and
California
then
was tailor-made for him.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sleepy Joe got Minnesota.
Absolutely.
Too.
But if you want to pull up and compare, though, look at the conservative vote that Donald Trump did really well in California as well. So.
Yep. Let's talk about a little bit about what could have possibly led us to the point that a devout socialist, professed socialist, communist, oh, I'm sorry, I stand corrected, that a devout democratic socialist could get so much support. Go ahead, Melissa.
I actually have a theory on this, just because it's near and dear to my heart, why there is such a difference. The socialists, the Bernie Bros, honestly feel that they want everyone not to be equal, but everyone to be taken care of. And they honestly feel like the way to do that is to offer better education and to offer health care. And that everyone, no matter their income level, should get the same kind of health care and the same kind of education. And by doing that, you are raising up the poorer people. Okay. And that's going to make a better world. So that's how they feel. They feel, you know, that big heart feeling, let's take care of everybody. The way we see it, it's not that different. We want to raise up the lower classes as well. We want everyone to do as well. But we, when I say we, I'm a conservative, so I'm not you guys, but the way the conservative side see it is you get that well-being by working hard for it, by pulling, you know,
yourself up.
Conservatives
by the bootstraps.
I was going to say bootstraps, but I didn't want to do the AOC thing. But anyway, you want to achieve and do and better yourself and have that ambition.
Right.
And by doing that, when your neighbor is better, you're better, your children are better, and that's how everyone gets there.
Right.
And that's happening with, just for example, Trump's policies. He's not broadening government programs. He's not broadening the socialist side of things. He is broadening the ability to get a job, the bringing the jobs back here, cutting through the red tape and all of that so that people can work and have that pride. And that, so they, it's almost like almost the same goal, but two totally different things.
Right.
And how to get there.
The conservative approach is to provide them equal opportunity to succeed, to achieve. Okay. The liberals' approach to it is provide equal stuff, whether you earned it or not, take it from somebody else
equal
and give
results,
it to you.
Yeah.
Right. Equal outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? Just one moment, Mary. I'll let you go. One thing that really, really got to me again this week is the young college student that's standing there, $225,000 student loan debt that she wants some of us or all of us to pay off. You went and got yourself a quarter of $1 million almost in student loan debt. And you expect somebody else.
Yes.
But you know what?
But there's another aspect of this, and it's called misinformation. I was giving out handouts at the polls, voter suggestion lists. This was not as a CCTA member. This was as an individual. And I went to hand one to someone, and she looked at me and she said, I can't vote Republican because I have a pre-existing condition.
Oh, wow.
Because she had been told that the Republicans would not take care of her because she had a pre-existing condition. I doubt she had researched it because she would have found something totally different if she had. But again, that's what she had been told. She believed it. She was misinformed and she was voting accordingly.
All right. Well, back to my point that I was getting into there was the reason for all this, and this is my opinion, you look at several decades now of liberal, communist, socialist indoctrination in the school systems and in the colleges, the universities. We've talked about the high percentage. I think it's up to almost into 90% when you talk about college professors that are liberal. There are very few conservative teachers in those institutions, and that has filtered on down into your grade schools, too. And you've got teachers that are actually indoctrinating their political views and agendas onto their students. Now, that's not all teachers. We still have good teachers out there. I think they're getting fewer and fewer as we get more and more of the new graduating classes of the most indoctrinated teachers that have come out of the colleges. But there's still good teachers out there. It's not the teachers. It's the system. The system allows that to happen, and we need to fix it.
It's designed to make that happen.
Right. We need to fix the system so the teachers that want to teach and the good teachers are able to do their job. And that's what's wrong now. Is they're not able to do their job.
That's why so many young people have a misconception about what the good life looks like and what is conducive to it. I agree with most of what has been said, but it seems to me that there's one other element. We're all talking like everybody wants to be uplifted in some way, more economic success and opportunity and so on. And I think that is true of most people if they are encouraged to be the best that they can be. But there's an element of people who really would prefer enough to get along and be reasonably comfortable, but they love to hunt, they love to fish, they love to do this, that, go mountain climbing, go surfboarding, whatever their shtick is. That is absolutely fine too. If that's their idea of a successful, happy life, then they should go for it. The pursuit of happiness is a happiness. What each individual person pictures as a happy life is not all the same, but they shouldn't expect the same outcome as the people who work really, really hard to boost themselves and their families up economically.
Right. Well, that is another aspect of it. And then there's another one also in there is we have a lot of kids that don't feel like they belong. They're not happy with themselves. So they're searching for other.
They're allowed to be brats, so of course they don't like themselves.
So they find other kids that are not happy with themselves, and they get together and they form these groups, and that's their community, that's their family. And unfortunately, they have these liberal views and liberal ideologies, and it's growing. Yeah. And we need to find a way to...
Well, fixing our schools will go a long way to fixing a lot
of problems. Fixing the environment into schools, yes. A lot of kids pick that up into schools. They feel bullied, and they are bullied to some extent. Go ahead, Melissa.
Well, going on with what you're saying, I totally agree that, you know, not... The conservative view is not work, work, work until you are monetarily successful. It's until, like you said, that you're comfortable. You know, some people want to stay at home and raise their family. Certainly. And work enough to and enjoy their children while they're young and work enough to pay their bills. And, you know, I think that when you bring in those socialist programs, you know, they really feel like cutting money from the military and things like that will cover and pay that. They really have not grasped that your taxes are going to increase to a point that, you know, and your government gets so big that eventually they will be telling you what you have to learn in college, what, you know, jobs you are qualified for. When you let government take control of your life that much, it only history proves. Just read your history. Yeah. Just read your history.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. The history is being revised. Another problem there is they aren't being taught how the government works. They don't understand that the government doesn't produce a product. The government, in order to get money to give away, it has to take it from somebody, and that's the taxpayers. Diane?
Well, to your point and to Melissa's point, you're talking about you know, they are young, they want to have free college education. That's what they're going to vote for. They want a job. They want free health care. They want equivalent health care to everybody else. Well, what happens when you get free health care and you get free education and you have a college debt or, you know, and you don't have to pay it? You don't need a job.
Exactly.
You have all the essentials. And what these things are doing, when you're getting free stuff, it's relieving you of going out, the burden, the obligation of going out and providing for yourself and your family. Hey, I just don't feel like looking. I looked already. I looked enough. The government will take care of me and my family.
And they want their rights that they perceive they are being denied, but they aren't. Like women's reproductive rights. Yeah. When did they lose them?
Exactly. And there's a big thing going off of that is that it's not... You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
a conversation I was having earlier with someone who was on the left, that you cannot have all those freedoms when you give it all to life to the government. Yeah. Your freedoms have to slip somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I just wanted to quickly clarify that when I said the South may be still more conservative, and then talked about Joe Biden's success, I don't mean Joe Biden is conservative by any means at all. He's just a little more conservative than Bernie Sanders and some of the others.
Yeah, right. Bob, real quick, take a break.
A quick one on the socialist aspect of free education. If we look at most of the college professors that are pushing that socialist agenda, why aren't they teaching for free?
There you go. If they believe in socialism and all that, they should be teaching for free.
And yet the cost
keeps going up.
It keeps going up ahead of general inflation.
Yeah. Well, look at their salaries. That's all you have to do. And folks, that information is freely available. Don't take our word for it. Go out and look for yourself. You know, we get accused of, we try to manipulate and we're pushing false narratives and, you know, we get accused of a lot of things, but we provide you the sources. When we give you details on something, we try to provide the sources where that information comes from. But, you know, all you got to do is spend some time out there and don't just follow one liberal slant or one conservative slant. Look at all of it and then compare the two and find out, you know, where the facts are really at. All right, we got to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we were kind of got sidetracked. I won't point any fingers on whose fault it was, but we got off on a tangent. We got away from talking about the actual election results and started talking about how we get in the mess we're in. And we're pretty good at that. Not getting into the mess we're in, but talking about it.
We're pretty good at getting into the mess. Yeah.
Well, speak for yourself, Bob. Speak for yourself. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the statewide, North Carolina statewide election. And I want to talk about the grassroots effect on it. We had some races that are very telling. I want to jump right. Well, of course, we'll talk about the governor's race. Okay. We've got Lieutenant Dan Forrest. He got 90% of the vote for the governor's race.
And he won all 100 counties.
Right. Well, actually, this is 88.97% of the vote. And you're right. He won all 100 counties. Now let's jump down to the next one because he's currently Lieutenant Governor. And if he moves up to governor, somebody's got to fill that slot. So the Lieutenant Governor's race, and this is the Republican ballot I'm looking at here. Mark Robinson took top slot with 32.52% of the vote. Now, what is special about that?
He had very little money.
Very little money. He was, I think if you pull up the campaign finance numbers, you'll find he had the smallest amount, I believe. Also,
political newcomer.
Newcomer, outsider, not a former candidate, not a former politician, not a former office holder, but a citizen, a private citizen that gained fame a couple of years ago because he stood up, not just for his rights, but for all of our rights, when the city council in Greensboro was trying to take away a right.
Yeah.
And gun that had to do laws, yeah. gun control laws, right. Well, they were trying to shut down the gun shows there.
And he's also African-American conservative.
Right.
That so, was first for lieutenant governor. Mm-hmm.
Some of the ones with the big bucks. We got one here that came in at 2.76%.
That was Buddy Bingle.
Buddy Bingle. Yeah, right here in Craven County.
And again, pull up the campaign finance records. You'll find out he spent quite a lot of money to get that 2.76%. And there's a lot. That was the top of it and the bottom of it. There's a lot in between there. The next highest below Mark Robinson, number two position, was less than half of what he got, and that was 14.5%. And that was Andy Wells. So,
Rick, I think the biggest thing to see is with Mark Robinson winning 32.5%, that he avoided a runoff.
He avoided a runoff.
Yeah, and, that's important.
Yeah, he did that all with volunteers, grassroots volunteers, not with PAC money, not with big campaign donations, but with grassroots volunteers. So the whole point of bringing this up, my whole point of bringing it up anyway, is to try to illustrate to people out there that, hey, you can make a big difference.
You darn tootin'.
You get
There's
out and
no
go.
There's no doubt about it whatsoever.
You get out and go to the polls and you stand out there and you hand out for your candidate. You go out there and you put out signs for your candidate. You go out and knock on doors, door to doors. And I'll give you another example. We'll go down to the Craven County School Board race. Glenn Fink, again, the only candidate in that district, I think, that was not an educator, former educator, current educator, not already on the school board, outsider.
Still well qualified.
Right.
For the
job. Not ever run a political race, not ever been a candidate, not ever been elected to anything. He got out and knocked on over 2,000 doors. He had grassroots.
To 3,000 when he was finished.
He had grassroots volunteers out there working the campaign for him at the polls, handing out his palm cards, handing out voter guides. Grassroots got him to win the primary.
I want to give you an earlier example of that. Rain and I have been at this a long time. And back when Norman Sanderson was first running for the state Senate, he had a challenger named Randy Williams, I think.
Randy Ramsey
out of Moorhead City. Randy Ramsey, I think, had about 10 times as much money as he did. I think Norman raised a pretty decent amount around
it
40,
was about 40,000 to 4. I'm sorry, go ahead.
About $43,000, and Ramsey had over $400,000. And so what happened was that Norman participated in a parade, got a lot of great participation. Rain and I dressed up like Uncle Sam, rode on a bicycle, and handed out constitutions at the CCTA function. And handed them out, you know, by the thousands down there that day. And then Ray and I also participated in a dragon boat race. He sponsored a dragon boat, and he had a lot of people down there making a lot of fuss over that. So he got a lot of attention by concentrating on the grassroots, and he whooped Ramsey pretty badly. He really did. So that was the first time that I got committed that if we could generate the energy among the grassroots, We could defeat the people with the big money if we really worked at it.
If Absolutely. They needed to be defeated.
Right.
And folks, it goes deeper than that. It's not just getting them elected and getting them in there, but when the grassroots shows up in the state legislature building up there in Raleigh and make their presence known, they affect bills getting passed.
Yes.
Bills
or
getting
not
introduced.
Getting passed,
or
as
not
the case may
right,
be.
Or not getting passed, as the case may be. Mary, I can't talk. How about you do it?
I think what you're illustrating, we hear a lot of complaints about big money in politics. Mm-hmm. That doesn't always work. Michael Bloomberg has just dropped out. Hillary spent a whole lot more money in 2016 than Donald Trump did. Mm-hmm. Jeb Bush spent a whole lot of more money in 2016 than Donald Trump. I mean, we can complain about big money in politics, and sometimes it plays a role, but it doesn't always. The voters and the grassroots are more important than the money.
Absolutely. Look what Bloomberg proved that.
Yeah.
Oh.
He spent $500 million to come in last. Well, maybe
and,
not. Last.
And Samoa supported him. Western Samoa voted
yes.
for him.
Yes.
Bob?
A quick one also. When you talk about boots on the ground, one of the other aspects of the boots on the ground rather than the financial backing. The boots on the ground will also hold that person responsible for whatever positions they took going into office.
Yeah.
When they realize there's going to be 100 or 200 or 500 people that are going to call them because they're holding them accountable for their positions.
Right. Yeah. I love that
because that is the way we can get good government that really represents us. It's the only way I know of we can do it.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have if someone who is not all about working for the voter, for the people, you're going to see them shy away from that and push money out. And so when you see someone like Mark Robinson, who didn't have the most signs, who didn't have the most, you know, the ads and all of that stuff, but he got to the people and the people spread his word for him.
I'm glad you mentioned most signs, because when you look at the House District 3 race, I think the guy that had the most signs came in with 17.4%.
Yes.
You know?
I think the point is that if you are truly a good candidate, you don't really need the money.
Right.
And money is not going to make up if you are a bad candidate.
Right.
Money's not going to make up for that. So what we need to do as conservatives is to find those really, really good candidates.
Right. And I need to stress also, while we're looking at these statistics and
you not only need to find them, you got to get out and work for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we're looking at these statistics, I want to go back to the school board race, because at the bottom of the ballot, you got to realize, folks, that's the most important place to start. And your local representation is critical, and school board is one of them. So let's go back and look at, I mentioned that Glenn Fink won with 32.82%. Well, coming in right behind him with 31.32%, is Kelly Muse. Now, that's a difference of 64 votes. Now, these two will be running into general election. Mm-hmm. A difference of 64 votes. You know what's going to make the difference? It's not going to be the number of signs. It's not going to be the number of dollars. It's going to be how many people are out there helping these people get elected. It's going to be the grassroots effort is going to make the difference. So whichever one of those candidates is yours, you need to consider, are you doing your part to help make sure that they get in office to represent you? Because that's what they're supposed to be, is your representative.
I need to preface what I'm going to say by saying CCTA is nonpartisan. But I think it's interesting to point out, it's certainly interesting to me as I looked at it, that Lynn Fink is a Republican and Kelly Muse is a Democrat. Well, the way she happens to be on the ballot is that the Board of Elections is nonpartisan. Oh.
Right. The Board of Education.
Yeah, the Board of Education, I meant, is nonpartisan.
Right, that's a nonpartisan race here in Craven County.
Right, and so they're on both ballots.
Now, other counties, they're partisan races, and I think there may be an effort here to try to get this one changed to be partisan, because if you can look on the ballot and see what party they are, that's a big indication as to where their values are, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got to take a real quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll come back and pick up on that.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, I hope you're learning a little bit about the way grassroots can help in the elections. It's really amazing when you sit back and look at the numbers. Like we were pointing out to you, especially in the lieutenant governor's race, into school board races and all. And you can go across the board, go to the North Carolina State Board of Elections and click on the little thing. Well, it's a big thing now. It'll get littler later on. But right now, it's a big thing that says primary results. And you can pull it up by statewide, individual counties. I was showing Melissa earlier. When we were looking at some of the results, you also can click on different tabs and bring up a map, and the map shows you by candidate who won what areas, mm-hmm. what counties, what sections of the state.
A lot of good information on it.
Oh, yeah. The visual really has some impact on you as to, wow, you know, this guy pretty much covered the whole state, and there was only one, two, little three pockets of voters that he didn't take those areas.
Clustered up the cities.
We've talked about it before. There are a group of people in Craven County who worked on the race is because it was the whole ticket. Not as Republicans, not as CCTA members, although some were CCTA members, some weren't. They all gave out very similar
right.
pieces.
We had members of the Lion Club. We had members of the women's clubs. We had women. We all participate.
The one common denominator is that we were all conservatives and we're all
right.
friends and we
right.
debated among ourselves and so on.
I guess the point I was trying to make real quick is
sure.
just because you're associated with, you know, any club or activity doesn't mean that club. I'm sure the Lions Club wasn't backing any particular
no,
candidate.
No,
that was my point.
Okay, we were acting as citizens. We
yes.
kept living up to the responsibilities of citizenship. Hal started looking this morning at, of the 12 candidates we backed, sweetie.
Brief that?
Yeah.
Well, let me start
it's so wonderful to me.
We developed a handout. And it was titled Craven County Republican Primary Races, Most Conservative Choice Highlighted. Well, the choices of whom, you might ask. Down at the bottom, we said paid for Hal and Rainer James, not authorized by any candidate, committee, or party. So it's obviously just our opinion. But
well, and other people in that group had said paid for by and their own name.
Exactly. There were several of them doing that. And then when the opposition sort of, they saw our success with it, they started doing it too. So a lot of folks were doing it. But we had highlighted, we had not chosen anybody particularly highlighted for just two positions. That left 12 positions we did have highlighted. And it was an interesting thing. We didn't do so awfully well statewide. We only had six of our 12 elected statewide.
Well, they weren't all statewide candidates, though.
No, I know that, too. I'm okay. Glad you added that. But out of the ones in Craven County, I'll show you how effective we were in Craven County, 10 out of the 12. We only lost two of the ones we highlighted in Craven County.
And that so was it's just yet another illustration that grassroots activism works.
And that's what we want to encourage you to get involved with, folks. Go to cctaxpayers.com, and you will see that we are a nonpartisan organization, and you're welcome to come out and join us as we have candidate forums to introduce you to the candidates. And those all the candidates are invited, whether they choose to come or not, that's up to them.
I wanted to add something, the teamwork here, because we had a great effort to have somebody, at least one and sometimes two or three people at each polling place, especially in the early voting. We were able to cover a lot of the entrances where people could come
in. And those
in.
People worked right. hard.
Now, when he says we, he's not talking about we as CCTA. Okay?
That group of conservative friends.
Right. Conservatives, individual citizens were out doing the job. And, yes, a number of them belong to this organization, as well as a number that didn't belong to this organization. So we've been accused of trying to orchestrate the takedown of some of these candidates. It's just not true. Mary, real quick.
I just want to say anyone can do what we did. Anyone can hand out information, voter information at the polls. But there are regulations that control this. And if you're going to do it, you need to look up those regulations and you need to work within those regulations before you hand out literature.
I would suggest before you hand it out, take a copy of it down to the Board of Elections and show it to Melanie Gray and make sure that it meets all the guidelines. There are laws in place that govern that. And trust me, there are people out there looking to nitpick any little thing they can find. To
well,
keep
there were
from
even
being
a few that
it.
Were trying to be rather surreptitious rather than straightforward about
right.
it.
I also want to add, we are not a monolithic organization. There were many members of this organization that did not agree with our picks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay? They have the right to not agree with my picks. My little handout had my name on it. That is my opinion. Mm-hmm. They don't have to agree with it.
Right.
And I won't be offended if they don't agree with it.
I can tell you there were several lists handed out by different individuals or couples that, for the most part, were the same, but there were several races that they all disagreed on. There was two or three candidates there that were spread among some of those lists, and that's because they see things a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. They're individuals.
Yes.
We had the little dust up, I'm sure you remember, involving Lee Bettis and Sabrina Bingle.
No, I don't remember that.
We should remember you were called. We were called as an organization of white supremacists.
Oh,
and in a radio show and on the air and that sort of thing. But it was very gratifying to me that that tactic didn't work out too well because Buddy Bingle. I'm sure that was the cause of the agitation. We were not highlighting him. He was not one of our choices. And that irritated his mother, and I know mothers love, I don't blame her. But on the other hand, he did not win in Craven County. In statewide, we've already said he only got 3%, so I don't think that ugly sort of tactic has worked in our
county. No, what effect do you think that might have had on some of the people that may have voted for him until they heard how nasty they were getting?
I think it's the same thing that happened to Judge Mack. I mean, he put out some ugly stuff that wasn't true, and a lot of people knew it, and that hurt him. So anytime you start slinging mud like that, you need to be damn sure you're right.
Well, the flip side is, as we've observed earlier, the wonderful candidate we backed, Mark Robinson, won, and he won big.
That's right. And
That one was across the board, everybody in our group.
I'd also like to mention that, in case you don't know it or haven't noticed, Mark Robinson's black.
Yeah. And we had another Pearl Floyd, isn't that her name?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pearl Burris Floyd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, she's also black. So two of the people that we had highlighted are black. And right. But somehow we're white supremacists.
Yeah, we highlighted them in Pitt County as well.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we're white supremacists. So and anyway,
my next door neighbor would be really surprised to hear that because he's black and we're good friends.
Yep. Well, I think a lot. They didn't have many listeners to begin with. Now they are touting the fact that it's been shared over 2,000 times, but that's probably because a lot of us were saying, "Did y'all hear what these people?" You know, yeah.
That was probably nationwide or worldwide.
Well, no, it is for sure that because if you go back and look at their numbers for all their other podcasts, they're nowhere near the numbers that that show got. So yes, it was right. Everyone sharing it because of the outrageous comments. So I want to say something about the elections that, you know, yes, the grassroots and all that are important. But if you don't take the first step of just voting.
Yes.
What are you doing? 30% was the average of voters in the state. Right. 30% of voters turned
and
out
yesterday.
And that's
high.
That's considered high.
That's high.
It's very high.
That is so disturbing.
I know.
That is so disturbing. And we just...
Well, that's why we're having this conversation.
You want a cheerful observation? 3% of Americans won the American Revolution.
Yep. Yeah. But, folks, Melissa brings up a good point, and that's the reason we're having this discussion, is trying to stimulate you into getting involved in the process, letting you know how important it is. And, you know, we've had recent elections that were decided by as little as one or two votes. In the last election we had. So you do make a difference.
And if you think my one vote does not count and the five people standing beside you think that, okay, that's six votes.
Yep.
And you all could have encouraged each other and had six more votes. Mm-hmm. And it's we the people, for the people, by the people. You are the people. Get right out there and change your own life.
The people.
There you go.
A quick one, by the way. When I did my sheet of, you know, what... After doing research and, again, highlighting who I agreed with, okay, and, again, with my name on the back, somebody came up and accused that of, well, that's just your opinion. Well, I got to tell you, their palm card or their handout card is just their opinion.
Right.
And so you are allowed to express your opinion at to others. And a lot of people come to the polling places without any idea, down ballot especially, and you need to help them. You might need to talk with them for a little while. By the way, when I had made my little handout sheets and a couple of blank sheets of paper got in there and I cut it up, when somebody came and they were undecided, I gave them a blank sheet of paper.
Big help you are.
Important point. Talking about elections, I think we should approach every single election as if it were the most important election, whether it's for the country, for the state, or our locality. And just so you know, I have a lesson, just look across the border to Virginia. Now, Virginia let it slide, right? They didn't treat their elections as if it were
important. They had very low voter turnout.
Right.
Yes.
And we're going to get to the other part.
Yeah. And Northern Virginia, very, very progressive. These are the people that work in D.C. They go back to Virginia. They're ultra, ultra liberal. Anybody who spends time in D.C. will attest to how liberal and crazy they are. But they are in Northern Virginia. They elected some...
In Southern Maryland.
Yeah, progressive legislators. And groups like our equivalent is the North Carolina Family Policy Council, or the NC Values, or NC Family. We have all these wonderful organizations that put the family first, put conservative values first, put some religion first. And they spent years and years in Virginia getting certain policies in place. And they will tell you that they have this new legislature.
In 48 hours.
They are quickly and systematically are undoing everything that these groups have worked years and years and years to put in place.
Right.
It's sad.
It is.
Well, I'll tell you what I think about the people that live around Washington, D.C. and other places like that is why they're so liberal. They have figured out a mechanism of getting tax dollars to the government and filtering it through that sieve and ended up in their pocket.
That's right. Absolutely. All right. We've talked about the voters. We've talked about the grassroots activity. And I had started to say something a few minutes ago, and then we got sidetracked. But I invited you to come to CCTA's business meetings, public meetings are free. They're open to the public. They're the third Tuesday of every month. They're held downtown New Bern, Stanley Hall Ballroom. Come. We're nonpartisan. So everybody's invited, and learn how to take part in being a grassroots activist. There's plenty of people there with experience that will be glad to talk with you and tell you how to get started. But here's one of the most important things, folks. The voters are very important, but guess what? They've got to have somebody to vote for. They need a conservative choice on the ballot.
Amen.
Now, it's too late for you this year, but it's not too late for you to go ahead and start getting some training, go ahead and start developing some relationships and connections and learning how the procedures of how things are done and starting to map out your campaign. If you are a conservative and you truly want to be able to make a difference, yes, voting is the way to do it, but also running for office. Get out there and find an office. You can start locally. Now, Mark Robinson didn't do that.
There are exceptions to every rule.
Mark Robinson jumped right straight to lieutenant governor and won it. So,
and so did our current president.
Right. Don't think that you can't do it, because you can. And Mark's a prime example of that. Now, I know all of you aren't a Mark Robinson, but if you have those conservative principles and conservative values and you're willing to go out there and express that, there's plenty of people that will support you. And we need more conservatives on the ballot. Getting back to what Diane was saying in Virginia, they had very low voter turnout. And guess what? There was over 40 races. They had no Republicans on the ballot. So that's one thing that really helped to do them in. Folks, I'm sorry, but we're out of time. We've got to go. I hope you enjoyed the show, and you'll come back for some more of it next week for a CCTA wake-up call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.